The color purple welcomes in the new year and the season of Advent, a word that means coming. We pace this season of four Sundays, hearing again the silence of the prophets, experiencing the breathless waiting of the Israelites, hoping for a Messiah. We sing the song, O come, Emmanuel, with longing, not because we seek a Messiah yet to come to the world, but because the Christ has come, and we long for him to come to us again. The quiet pace of Advent is in direct contrast to the frantic commercialism of the secular holidays. And so we begin our new year in Advent, reminding ourselves that in the midst of the worldliness of our lives, we need to renew our relationship to this servant king who has come to us.
In the season of Christmas, we change the sanctuary colors to white and gold, a celebration of the pureness of the infant who is born in a manger, and yet a king with all the splendor of God come to dwell with his people. Christmas Day is both the culmination of the waiting of the Advent season and the beginning of 12 days of celebration as we rejoice in the gift of our Savior and the daily rebirth of grace in our own lives.
Epiphany means to make known. And in the season of Epiphany, we remember the ways and events through which God revealed God's self through Jesus Christ. The colors of Epiphany are usually the colors of Christmas, white and gold, the colors of celebration, newness, and hope that mark the most sacred days of the church year. After Epiphany, the colors are changed to green, the color of ordinary time, until Transfiguration Sunday, the last Sunday before the beginning of Lent. While we may associate Epiphany with the giving of gifts to the Christ child, this holy day carries a much deeper message. These travelers were the first Gentiles to acknowledge Jesus as King, and so were the first to show or reveal Jesus to a wider world as the incarnate Christ. This act of worship by the Magi, which corresponded to Simeon's blessing that this child Jesus would be a light for revelation to the Gentiles, Luke 2:32, was one of the first indications that Jesus came for all people of all nations, of all races, and that the work of God in the world would not be limited to only a few. The day is now observed as a time of focusing on the mission of the church in reaching others by showing Jesus as the Savior of all people. It is also a time of focusing on Christian fellowship, especially in healing divisions of prejudice and bigotry that we all too often create among God's children.
With the ashes of last year's palms on our heads from the service of Ash Wednesday, the sanctuary colors for Lent turn to a somber purple and to black at the end of Passion Week. Throughout the 6 weeks of Lent, we pace the length of the 3 years of the ministry of Jesus. Throughout the weeks, we relearn the faces and the names of those like you and like me, who were sometimes faithful and sometimes selfish, people who heard the good news and responded, and others who laughed and scorned, men, women, and children who heard the words of Jesus and watched his life and came hungry and were fulfilled, or who walked away because they could not use him for their own ends. It is a long season, a season that calls us to stop and take a look at our life in the light of Christ-likeness and humble ourselves before our God, who says to us gently in Isaiah, "Come, let us talk this over. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are as red as crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing to obey, you shall eat the good things of the earth." The season of Lent culminates in Passion Week, from a Latin word that means to suffer. Starting with Palm Sunday and the joyful entry of Israel's Messiah King into Jerusalem, it ends with that very same crowd yelling, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" In between these 2 days, the week's events are remembered with special services such as the Maundy-Thursday foot washing and the Good Friday prayer service.
Morning dawns, and Mary Magdalene weeps at the tomb until she is told good news. He is not dead. He is risen. And that call echoes down through the centuries as Christians around the world joyfully cry out, "Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed." Easter lilies adorn the sanctuary. The colors change to the brightness of white and gold to portray the pureness and goodness of our risen Savior. There is no joy compared to an Easter Sunday after the solemn pace of Lent. 3 days before we buried our beloved Jesus, today he lives. We wept with Peter on the night he was crucified, and on Easter we are awed anew by the great news that he lives. And the 50 days of Easter ring with a new life and new hope that the risen Savior brings to us, to our world, and to all peoples who open their hearts to him. We listen in on the conversations of the disciples as they struggle to wrap their human hearts and minds around this new revelation. We watch as those who previously had persecuted the people of God now fall on their knees in awe and wonder. We experience anew for ourselves in this season the freedom and joy and the power and strength and life that is our heritage as the people of God.
Pentecost. The red of flames is the sanctuary color of Pentecost as we remember the great rushing wind and the dancing flames like fire, and the words of Jesus baptizing his disciples with the holy fire of the Spirit. The disciples and followers of Jesus were one moment huddled in fear in a small upper room. Then the Holy Spirit came in power, and they rushed out of the building and into the streets, telling everyone about the good news in ways that all could understand. Today, well, one day we are ordinary people, the next we are his evangelists, in pastors and healers and mercy bringers, and the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood, one in ministry to the entire world. Are you willing to be filled with the Spirit?
Ordinary days. Ordinary time includes the counted Sundays between Pentecost and Advent. Since there are no holy days in this time, it serves to remind us of the ordinary times of life. The books of Acts and Epistles give us a clear picture of ordinary people going about ordinary lives, but doing extraordinary things that build the kingdom of God. The church was growing by leaps and bounds, both the individuals within it and the worldwide church. So, we use the color of green to depict this growing time, and pray for the same thing within our ordinary lives. We hear again the good news, we are instructed in the ways of the world and the kingdom, and we are shown the vision of the church and our responsibility within it. We hear afresh the voices of the gospel writers, the prophets, and Paul, Peter, James, each exhorting us to respond anew to the call of God to be his people in a world that is hungry for the grace, love, and peace we bring into every minute of life. If we are walking in the light, if we are abiding in the vine. Ordinary? Yes. But through our lives, God brings the living water to a thirsty world in our offerings of service and mercy that we offer to others on a daily basis. And this is the extraordinary way that God builds God's kingdom, through ordinary people like you and me.